Not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
News has been received. Dave Edmonds, Victor Kilo 4, Foxtrot, Uniform, Yankee, went silent key in Cooktown Hospital Wednesday morning, January 1. Dave, VK4FUY, had a very interesting life as a draftsman for the building of Royal Navy patrol boats at Portsmouth, England. He had memories of the V2 buzz bombs flying and of the Battle of Britain during World War II. Dave and Pat came to Australia, settling for a while in South Australia, where Dave worked and, along with Pat, were volunteer ambulance officers. They then moved to Townsville and had many years as members of the TARC Incorporated, with Dave being a past president of the club. Dave and Pat also participated in many of the TARC field operations. Dave, along with another Dave, David VK4BDJ, Silent Key, were among the packet radio pioneers in North Queensland, where the two Daves, being the gurus for TST host and TPK, set up and operating with Baycom modems. Dave was also very active with the local SES and at one stage became comms leader in the Townsville division. Dave and Pat also attended many Far North and North Queensland amateur radio gatherings at South Mission Beach and Cardwell and were part of the team that made up the famous portable music group Electrical Caution that played at those events. They later moved to Cooktown to be nearer to family and once again were involved in SES and community organisations. They became involved with the Tableland radio group and enjoyed the International Lighthouse weekends, which they had done for 2 years before the TRG started annual operations on Grassy Hill. They enjoyed the TRG activities and moved to Atherton and enjoyed the field trips, exploring to the west, south and north, where radios were regularly set up and nets worked, plus dinners and many fun times. A few years back, they moved back to Cooktown to enjoy the closeness of family once again. In recent times, Dave VK4FUY had health issues. Valet Dave Edmonds, Victor Kilo 4 Foxtrot Uniform Yankee, another silent key.
From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News amateur radio news service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hi, this is Ed, DD5LP, with some news on the Wyong Field Day, especially for you, the VK4 listeners, to Q News. While many have been preparing for and then getting over Christmas feasts, or those less lucky protecting their and others' homes from bushfires, some of the CCARC club members have been working hard to make sure the 2020 Wyong Field Day is going to be one to remember for all the best reasons. Along with the traders, exhibitors, boot sale sellers and lecturers, this year we are arranging a fox hunt day to take place at Wyong on the Saturday immediately prior to the big day. We will also be able to run Australian licence exams again this year under the control of our AMC approved examiners, so get your reservations in plenty of time. We are just waiting for confirmation of supply of the valuable prizes to the annual raffle, but I can tell you it'll be a good one again. Disabled parking is, as always, available with wheelchair access to all three levels of the event. The gates open at 8:30 a.m. with the traders arriving to set up from 6 a.m. Over the coming weeks, I'll be bringing you more detailed information, including an impressive list of lecturers, but if you'd like to take your web browser to www.fieldday.org.au, you'll see all the information there first. For the CCARC Field Day at Wyong, this has been Ed, VK2JI.
From VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. In the Burdekin, Charters Towers, Townsville and Hinchinbrook regions, it can be heard on the VK4RAT Townsville VHF repeater 146.7 MHz, immediately following the 9 a.m. transmission of the WIA National News every Sunday morning. On behalf of the Townsville Amateur Radio Club retransmit team, I'm Gavin, VK4ZZ.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Welcome to the new year. Today we must remember that many people, including fellow radio amateurs, are dealing with the forces of nature. There are many of our fellows who have lost livelihoods, homes and mementos. Towns have been changed forever. Sadly, lives have been lost. Members of the Defence Forces are out in the field using the skills and training in a humanitarian way. With soaring summer temperatures and a state of emergency in force in New South Wales, those of us who are going about their normal lives must wish these people well as they engage in something abnormal. One thing that I have been watching is the discussions on social media on the involvement of Wison in this national disaster. With only the Northern Territory not dealing with wildfire, it is really involving the whole country. Once the amateurs had a voice which was national in the emergency preparedness discussions, with Wison noted as an involved entity. But that changed about 20 years ago. There is confusion as to the nature of Wison and its role in the whole MCOMS issue, and part of that is the scattered nature of the beast these days. It seems neither state-based or truly regional, and people are trying to understand what it does, how it skills its members, and how they assist the first responders when called on. Publicity is important for organisations. Publicity within the peer group, the other amateurs, and the publicity externally to maintain recognition and credibility in the wider community. Sadly, I have to ask, how often have we heard or read of Wison activities? I note that in the roll call of Queensland radio clubs, Wison gets a call but doesn't seem to provide stories to the broadcasts or print. Is this simply an oversight, or have amateur groups become totally self-absorbed? It seems to take a disaster to bring the questions out, and surely we need a response. We have enthusiastic offers from people wanting to train and organise, but no way to go forward. We need to turn this around for our own good and that of the community. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.